This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. One Ohio Democratic senator, Sherrod Brown, has already bowed out of the race for the presidential nomination. But last week, another Ohio Democrat got in. WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Tim Ryan is a longtime congressman from Northeast Ohio. He's a familiar name in that part of the state, but not so much here in Southwest Ohio. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Tim Ryan has been in Congress since January 2003, representing basically that district. It changed considerably at one point, but it runs from about Akron over to Youngstown. And it takes in a lot of the state where they've had some pretty rough economic times, a lot of joblessness and plants closing and that sort of thing. He's not made many waves nationally except once in 2016 when he challenged Nancy Pelosi for minority leader. And he failed. He had about maybe a third of the caucus vote. But he's always been not part of the Democratic Party establishment on Capitol Hill. He's always been one who has talked about running for governor of state of Ohio or U.S. senator from Ohio. His name's been mentioned over and over again over the years. He's never done anything to discourage that, but he's never done it until he made this announcement last week, a bold-faced announcement saying, I am running for president.
So what issues do you think he's going to run on? What's going to separate him from this huge pack of Democrats that are running?
Well, he's an interesting guy because he says he's a progressive who knows how to talk to working people. And he looks at the field and he thinks that there are a whole lot of people there who cannot appeal to the kind of voters that he has over the years, who are basically blue-collar workers, some of whom are out of jobs, others who are struggling and get by. And he thinks that he can appeal to those people, not just in Ohio, obviously, because you can't just run in one state, but in places like Western Pennsylvania, which is very close to his district, and places like Michigan and Wisconsin, where there are a lot of those kind of voters who may be looking for somebody who can appeal to them as someone who can turn the economy in their areas around. That was why Trump won those areas in 2016 after Barack Obama had won in those areas.
Now you talk about those particular areas, but do you think he has a broad appeal nationwide?
Well, that's yet to be seen. I mean, that's something that he's going to have to work on. I know, you know, he does have appeal to voters in his district who, like I say, are very much blue-collar, very much out of the traditional manufacturing sector. Although he says, look, you know, we're going to have to start thinking about the things. Donald Trump's telling you that we're going to bring your manufacturing jobs back, but we're going to have to find other kind of jobs out of new technologies to replace those jobs that we've lost.
Now, he's a member of the U.S. House, as we said, but that sort of makes history not so much on his side. Tell us why.
Well, because it's been since 1880 that a member of the House of Representatives was elected president. That was James Garfield, also from Ohio. And Garfield was not only the first, but the only House member directly elected from the House to the presidency. Now, you got several Democrats who are in this field of 20-some candidates who are House members, but none of them are what you would call the top-tier candidates. They're people who are going to have to really struggle for name recognition.
So what do you think his chances of success are?
I think it's a long shot. You know, it really is. If you're running from one congressional district and trying to build a national base, trying to raise enough money to be credible. But, you know, lightning can strike. We'll have to see what happens in some of the, if he qualifies for some of the debates that are coming up.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.